I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns. Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
After 10 years of marriage, single mom Christy Smith was looking for someone with an edge.
Randy was wild and exciting, and he treated me like a total princess.
He made my mom laugh, and they meshed well together.
But Christy had no idea her new love's deception would cut like a knife.
I didn't think anybody could ever be that evil.
And the man who brought her so much pleasure would bring her unimaginable pain.
It was absolutely sadistic what he did.
I just kept screaming. The pain was unreal.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. In the fall of 1999, 30-year-old Texan Christy Smith couldn't deny that after 10 years of marriage, the magic was missing.
There was no excitement. There was no passion. So all of a sudden, I found myself separated with a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old. But I was very excited to start dating, to get back out there.
So it seemed fortuitous when that October, she and her best friend Crystal ran into an old high school friend, Randy Cooper, at a local bar in Fort Worth.
I had a very big crush on Randy when we were in high school, and I just thought he was gorgeous.
So when Randy mentioned that he was recently divorced, he had Christy's full attention.
Randy was working odd jobs, just anything to make money. But he was just as gorgeous as I remember.
As the three friends reconnected, however, it seemed Randy had his eyes set on Crystal.
Randy was attractive, and he was so funny. So I decided to go ahead and give him a chance to go ahead and go out with him.
I would have wished it was me, but it was fun being around him. After the night we met, we became very good friends.
But the following week, after one date with Randy, Crystal decided he wasn't the man for her.
I met him at a restaurant, and within 5 minutes of him telling me that he was in prison,
I don't know, don't worry about it.
I thought, this man is weird and crazy. I told Christy that I knew that this was not a man I would ever date.
She just thought he was too wild. And Randy would tell me stories that just seemed unreal. I wasn't really surprised because I really knew Crystal and that he wouldn't be her type. But it didn't bother me at all. It actually intrigued me.
Bye.
So when Christy dropped by Randy's house a few weeks later, she was excited when he hinted that he wanted more than a friendship.
Crystal just doesn't get my humor.
He said, but you do. He said, and we have so much fun together. He was interested in actually dating me. I was just on cloud nine.
Over the next month, Christy began seeing Randy regularly, despite her friend's disapproval.
The more I tried to get Christy to stay away from Randy, the closer they got. So I did not hang out with Christy while they were together.
Randy always said Crystal's just jealous. It bothered me when Crystal would talk about Randy because I was crazy in love. We had so much fun together.
But the icing on the cake was seeing how great Randy was with her kids.
Randy was fun to be around. He would spend time with us, not just my mom. He would tell us jokes and would always cut up with us.
He even kept Christy entertained with his over-the-top storytelling.
One morning, Randy said, "Have you ever heard of Possum and Snake?" And I said, "No." So he told me that a possum comes up and there's a snake by the river.
And the snake's cold.
Tells the possum, "Will you please let me in your pouch to get warm? If you'll help me, I won't bite you." So the possum lets him in his pouch, gets him across the river.
And as soon as he does, the snake curls up to strike. And the possum says, "Wait a minute, I thought you weren't gonna hurt me." And the snake says, "I'm a snake, stupid. What did you think?"
Then the snake struck the possum and killed it. I had no idea why Randy told me that story.
What does that mean? What
is this? I just didn't get it. But Randy kept me on my toes. And I loved it, every bit of it.
So after 2 months of dating, when Randy asked her if he could move in, Christy was ecstatic.
We always wanted to be together, and the children seemed to really like him. And so he moved in. I was a really lucky girl.
But Christy had no idea her luck was about to run out when Randy's wild imagination would become her terrifying reality.
His behavior had changed so drastically.
He had a plan and nothing was going to stop him.
I saw the joy he took in causing pain. He was just evil.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In February of 2000, Christy Smith had been separated from her husband for 1 year. When her new boyfriend, Randy Cooper, moved in with her and her two kids.
My ex-husband did want me back, And he was very upset about Randy living in the house. But I was so happy to have everyone I loved under one roof. When I was with Randy, I felt like nothing in the world could harm me. Nothing.
But a week later, Christy became troubled when Randy made an odd discovery.
So I go out in the garage, and he's got a handful of, like, empty chip wrappers, empty candy bar wrappers.
What is this?
He said he had found them all in the attic.
There's piles of this stuff.
He said it almost looks like somebody could be staying in the attic. I thought, oh, no, that's crazy. There's no way. So I just kind of, you know, blew it off.
Then the following week, Randy came home with more disturbing news.
Randy said that my ex-husband had followed him home.
He was wearing a disguise in the car.
And he was wearing some type of disguise. I was shocked. I was like, there's no way my ex had not a mean bone in his body.
That's ridiculous.
But Randy insisted it was my ex-husband. So I asked my ex, you're not parking at the end of the street, are you? And he said, no, why would I do that? So I thought Randy was just blowing this all out of proportion because he had a very wild imagination.
Christy was starting to seriously worry about her boyfriend.
He started getting a lot more irritated about things, like if the children left the lights on, he would take the light bulb out.
I told you to turn the lights off.
I thought it was really weird for doing something innocent like leaving the lights on. It seemed like his mood would change at the drop of a dime.
Don't do it again.
He just wasn't the happy-go-lucky Randy that I was used to.
Put electricity in this
house? I was worried that I had just fallen for the fairy tale and that it just wasn't going to work.
But on Valentine's Day, her concern soon subsided when Randy's doting nature returned.
Now open your eyes.
My ex-husband had taken the kids for the whole week.
Cute.
So Randy would just do romantic things. I got my old Randy back again.
And on February 23rd, nothing would top Randy's display of affection.
We had went to the bar and we had got there. He looked at me and said,
today's going to be a special day.
He gave me a kiss and he walked up onto the stage and he said,
hey, I'm gonna need everybody's attention.
I have found the love of my life.
Christy, come on up here.
And he said, Christy, will you marry me? I was just so excited. It was so unexpected. And I said, yes, of course. And he just seemed like he was on cloud nine.
The lovebirds ordered a round of drinks for all, and the celebration began. But the excitement quickly caught up to Christy.
And I told Randy, I said, my head was spinning, and I started having problems with my stomach. And he said, well, let's get you home, babe.
When they arrived, Randy gently led her to the bedroom.
I said, well, go on in and put on something cute and lay down, and he would bring me some aspirin. So I went in and put on a negligee. I was trying to stay awake, and I guess I kind of dozed off a little bit.
Moments later, Christy awoke to an unrecognizable voice.
Wake up, Christy! Wake up, bitch! I'm gonna torture you. You're gonna wish you were dead.
And he said, you're gonna know pain like you've never felt pain.
I thought you were my angel!
Then he reached over and he punched me in the face. And I was just shocked.
Before Christy could even react, Randy grabbed a bat.
He hit me in the head with a bat. And I kept putting my hands over my head. And he said, better put them hands down. And I started screaming, and I kept asking him why. Randy said, I kissed a male friend of mine at a time before me and him had started dating. And he told me that he was going to torture me until he knew the truth.
Did you kiss him?
What he was asking didn't make sense. Why would he care if I kissed this man before we dated?
What are you talking
and
about?
I said, I love you, Randy. I would never cheat on you. And he said that that was a lie. And then he doubled up his fist and he hit me.
You're lying to me!
The pain was unreal. And my face was bleeding. And I kept telling him I didn't do it. But I'll tell you I did. If you'll just stop. Just stop. And he just laughed and swung again. Then he choked me till I lost consciousness. And I woke up and he was slapping me in the face. And he said, you're not getting away that easy. I thought Randy was going to kill me.
Randy was unrelenting as he continued to torture Christy over the next several hours.
There were tools on the dresser. And he picked up this belt buckle. And he hit me from head to toe. He picked up the wire cutters and the pliers. And he started to cut my nipples off. It was just the most unbelievable pain.
Then Randy suddenly paused to show Christy his handiwork. Just as hope seemed lost, Christy's thoughts turned to her children.
I loved my kids too much, but I was not going to let him win. I was not. I had to be there for my babies. In that moment, I knew that if I didn't make it to that phone, that there was no hope. And the thought came to me, I told Randy, let's just try to call my friend, that guy that you were accusing me of kissing. And he'll tell you the truth. He'll tell you if I kissed him or not.
All right.
And he said, if you can't make it into the kitchen, you're not going to have any idea what pain is.
Christy crawled to the kitchen to get to the phone.
And as soon as I got a dial tone, I called 911. I didn't know if I got through or not. But Randy was screaming. He was going to kill me before anybody could get there.
Seconds later, 911 made a routine follow-up call.
Hello?
Hello, this is 911.
No, actually, my son did.
Okay,
is
that who answered the phone?
Yeah, well, actually, I picked up the telephone.
Then I just screamed like nobody's ever screamed. And he hung up the phone. He started screaming at me.
What did you do to me?
I told him, just take my car. Just go. I don't care. Just go.
As Randy searched for her keys, Christy made it to the bathroom.
And I got the window open. And I got the door locked. And that's all I had left. The pain was just so overwhelming.
Two patrol officers were dispatched. When the officers pulled up, Randy was walking out the front door. They noticed that he had blood on his clothing and blood on his hands, and he kept trying to tell the officers that children had made the 911 call.
It's just my kids. They might have been playing with the phone, you know.
But they heard faint screams coming from within the house. Officers detained Randy outside, and the other officers made their way into the house.
Police discovered Christy barely conscious.
Randy is trying to kill me.
She was bloody and bruised, and she was telling them that Randy was trying to kill her. She had significant injuries. Something horrible had gone on in the home. I haven't seen any assault like that ever. Randy told the officers that Christy had come home in that condition, but it was obvious to officers that a disturbance had gone on there. They found blood in the bedroom, ball bats, a hammer, pliers, apparently items that Randy had used on Christy at the time. From that point forward, Randy would no longer speak to the police and ask for an attorney.
Randy Cooper was immediately arrested while Christy was rushed to the nearest hospital.
Christy had skull fractures, a broken jaw, broken teeth. She had a broken arm. and significant bruising and cuts all up and down her body. I was amazed that she was still alive.
I knew that Randy was crazy, but I didn't think anybody could ever be that evil or how anybody could do that to another person.
It was really horrifying to find out what happened. I talked to my mom on the phone while she was in the hospital. She told us that everything was okay and that she'd be home.
While awaiting Randy's trial over the next 2 years, Christy healed physically, but emotionally she was still suffering.
I remember just still being in shock. It didn't make any sense how he could hurt me that bad. Because I loved him completely and with all my heart.
On July 9th, 2002, Randy Cooper pled not guilty to the charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
At the trial, I learned that Randy's ex-wife had been beaten repeatedly. He had been very threatening to women for years and years.
I would describe Randy's actions as sociopathic, especially given light that he tried to lie to officers. I believe if Randy had actually killed Christy, that later down the road, other people would be in his crosshairs as well.
Christy couldn't help but wonder if Randy had been planning the attack all along.
There was no real reason behind what he did, because he thought I kissed a male friend of mine. It was like he was grasping at a reason to hurt me. I believe Randy was trying to set up my ex-husband from the very beginning. I think he saw that there was a possible way to kill someone and get away with it. I think that the whole time he had been planning to torture me.
And now she understood why Randy might have chosen her instead of her best friend.
I think he saw me as an easy mark because I was trusting. All I kept thinking is how I could have been so gullible, how I could have been so wrong.
On July 11th, 2002, Randy Cooper was found guilty and sentenced to 99 years in prison.
I loved him so much, and I would have done anything except die for him. Randy won the battle, but I won the war because I lived.
Today, after countless surgeries, Christy still suffers a great deal from her injuries.
I have my good days and my bad days. I have to deal with unbelievable pain. And it is a limited life that I have, but at least I have one.
It's going to be a struggle for her the rest of her life. But the motivating drive for Christy during this whole ordeal has been her children. That keeps her motivated.
In hindsight, Christy finally understands what Randy meant by the possum and the snake story.
That was one of the main red flags. He was trying to give me a hint of what a snake he was. But in my possum and the snake story, the possum is a survivor.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.